Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group Radio Show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host, and also with me today is Sadia Ijaz, our co-host. Hello, Sadia. How are you doing today? Sadia?
Oh, hi, Kaden. I'm very well, thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay. There always is sometimes a delay in the system. Today we have a very special radio show for you guys today on the 4th of July. But first, we're going to announce a couple of events coming up and also happening today, as it seems. Today is the Recognition Day, a potluck and pool party. It started at 4, but you can still come. It goes on into the night until everybody gets tired and wants to go home. Also, please remember to bring a bathing suit and a covered dish if you want to attend. Additionally, the New Heights next board meeting will be July 23rd at 7 p.m., and you can come to Pamela's home office, new board members may be approved. If you're interested in doing this, please call our number at 419-786-0247 or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Also, Ladies Night, which is a potluck and pie day at Pamela's home and office, on August 10th at 5 p.m., please bring a dish to share and the pie. Please RSVP again at our number 419-786-0247 by August 2nd if possible. Please join us for a night of fun and relaxation. Again, we just want to congratulate Pamela Clark and New Heights Educational Group for winning the Gold Stevie Award and also the Bronze Stevie Award. Pamela Clark honored as a Gold Stevie Award winner, and New Heights Educational Group, Inc. is honored as a Bronze Stevie Award winner in the 2013 American Business Awards. Pamela, the founder and director of New Heights Educational Group, won a Gold Stevie Award in the category Executive of the Year for nonprofit or government organizations, while her organization, the New Heights Educational Group, was presented with the Bronze Stevie Award in the category Company of the Year for nonprofit and government organizations in the 11th Annual American Business Awards in Chicago. The American Business Awards are the nation's premier business awards program. All organizations operating in the U.S. are eligible to submit nominations, public and private, for profit and nonprofit, large and small. More than 3,200 nominations from organizations of all sizes and in virtually every industry were submitted this year for consideration in a wide range of categories, including Most Innovative Company of the Year, Management Team of the Year, Best New Product or Service of the Year, Corporate Social Responsibility Program of the Year, and Executive of the Year, among others. Stevie Award winners were selected by more than 320 executives nationwide who participated in the judging process this year. This year's American Business Awards was outsized in every way, said Michael Gallagher, Stevie Awards founder and president. More entries and more judges than ever before, and I just have to say, the most impressive collection of nominations we've ever received. We congratulate all this year's Stevie winners for their outstanding work. So once again, congratulations, Pamela Clark and New Heights Educational Group. We are very proud that we won these awards. So today we're going to, like I said, talk a little bit about the 4th of July, and we're doing 4th of July special. We're just going to give a little bit of history and fun facts on the 4th of July, keep it nice and short and sweet and fun so you can enjoy your July 4th weekend. So Sadia is going to introduce a little bit what we're going to be talking about today. So take it away, Sadia.
I hope everyone had a nice 4th of July, and I think it is very important to know how our independence came to be and where it all started, because I bet there's much more to it than most people know. So let's talk about the birth of American independence. When the initial battles in the Revolutionary War broke out in April 1775, few colonists desired to complete independence from Great Britain, and those who did were considered radicals. By the middle of the following year, however, many more colonists had come to favor independence. Thanks to hostility against Britain and the spread of revolutionary sentiments, such as those expressed in Thomas Paine's Common Sense, published in early 1776. On June 7th, when the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, later Independence Hall, in Philadelphia, the Virginia delegate, Henry Lee, introduced a motion calling for the colony's independence. Amid heated debate, Congress postponed the vote on Lee's resolution, but appointed a five-man committee, including Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Robert R. Livingston of New York, to draft a formal statement justifying the break with Great Britain. On July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of Lee's resolution for independence in unanimous vote. The New York delegation abstained but later voted affirmatively. On that day, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail that July 2nd will be celebrated by succeeding generations as a great anniversary festival, and that the celebration should include pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other. On July 4th, the Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, which had been written largely by Jefferson. Though the vote for actual independence took place on July 2nd, from then on, the 4th became the day that was celebrated as the birth of American independence. Let's talk about how the 4th of July celebrations used to be before our time. In the pre-revolutionary years, colonists held annual celebrations of the king's birthday, which traditionally included the ringing of bells, bonfires, processions, and speech-making. By contrast, during the summer of 1776, some colonists celebrated the birth of independence by holding mock funerals for King George III as a way of symbolizing the end of the monarchy's hold on America and the triumph of liberty. Festivities included concerts, bonfires, parades, and the firing of cannons and muskets, usually accompanied the first public readings of the Declaration of Independence, beginning immediately after its adoption. Philadelphia held the first annual commemoration of independence on July 4, 1777, while Congress was still occupied with the ongoing war. George Washington issued double rations of rum to all his soldiers to mark the anniversary of independence in 1778, and in 1781, several months before the key American victory at Yorktown, Massachusetts became the first state to make July 4th an official state holiday. After the Revolutionary War, Americans continued to commemorate Independence Day every year in celebrations that allowed the new nation's emerging political leaders to address citizens and create a feeling of unity. In the last decade of the 18th century, the two major political parties, Federalists and Democratic Republicans, that had arisen began holding separate Independence Day celebrations in many large cities. How did 4th of July become a national holiday? Well, the traditional patriotic celebration became even more widespread after the War of 1812, in which the United States again faced Great Britain. In 1870, the U.S. Congress made July 4th a federal holiday. In 1941, the provision was expanded to grant a paid holiday to all federal employees. Over the years, the political importance of the holiday would decline, but Independence Day remained an important national holiday and a symbol of patriotism. Falling in midsummer, the 4th of July has since the late 19th century became a major focus of leisure activities and a common occasion for family get-togethers, involving fireworks and outdoor barbecues. The most common symbol of the holiday is the American flag, and a common musical accompaniment is the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem of the United States. This information was taken in part from the History Channel. Thank you, Katie.
give you somewhat of a history behind the 4th of July holiday. I just want to give you guys some fun facts about the 4th of July that you may or may not have known. John Adams believed that July 2nd, which was mentioned before as the actual date that the the Declaration of Independence was signed, mm-hmm. was the correct date on which to celebrate the birth of American independence, and John Adams would reportedly turn down invitations to appear at July 4th events in protest. Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Also, there was 156 years from when the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and independence was declared. It was a very short amount of time in retrospect when you think about it. In 1777, fireworks were approved by Congress to celebrate Independence Day. 25 million pounds of fireworks were sold to cities across the U.S. for the celebrations of July 4th in 2012. John Hancock was the first to sign the decoration. He was the president of the Continental Congress at the time and has the most noticeable signature on the document. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence, and some signed as late as 1786. The oldest person to sign the Declaration was Benjamin Franklin at the age of 70, and the youngest was Edward Rutledge at the age of 26. In 1870, the 4th of July was declared a national holiday, and in 1938, the 4th of July was declared a paid holiday. 11 places in the U.S. have independence in their name. 3 presidents have died on the 4th of July, which are John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. 150 million hot dogs are eaten each year on the 4th of July. And $110 billion was traded between the U.S. and England over the last years. So there's just some fun facts about the 4th of July. Many of us are familiar with the history, but again, we just want to stress the importance of how it all came to be and play out, because it is our independence, after all, and is a very proud and special holiday for the American citizens. So as we promised before, we kept it short and sweet, so that way you guys can go out and enjoy your barbecues and have a very safe and fun 4th of July. Next week, we're going to talk about how reading over the summer can improve academic performance and prevent knowledge loss. So tune in next week, 13th, for that topic. Again, at 6 o'clock. So thank you, Sadia, and thank you, audience. I hope you have a very great 4th of July weekend. Again, be safe, but definitely enjoy it.
Thank you, Kaden, for having me, and it was a pleasure to talk about our history of 4th of July and why it was really important. So thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.